movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchful for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of this program this afternoon, this show. And welcome. How was your weekend? A lot of things going down on the weekend. Seems like they pump it up. But we got a big event coming up. Oh, about days. Well, in the next 3-4 days. The 19th of April. Look at the occult roots of the 19th of April. And you'll find that's when major events take place of fire, blood sacrifices, taking weapons. Oh, absolutely. April 19th is a big, big, big occult month. People overlook these things as party favorites, as maybe, oh, it's cute about April 19th and Ouija board and all this, the supernatural, it's fun to play with. No, it's not. It is your reality. Whether you like it or not, believe it or not, it is the reality of what's going on today. It ain't Bundy's. Bundy's is just to keep you busy, tied up and worried, and all, you know, doing all kinds of Sherlock Holmes, figuring this out and that out, New World Order, and here comes FEMA, and here comes DHS, and they got 50 black vehicles heading that way, and all kinds of stuff going on. Keep you all busy. April 19th, 1775. Concord and Lexington. British came in there to seize stockpile guns from private citizens. 1,400 redcoats were killed by Americans, patriots, minutemen, yeah. We never won the independence, by the way. It's for nothing. We became subjugated under the control of England until today and still tomorrow. We never won our freedom. That's a fact, by the way. We became a corporation called the United States of America Incorporated. April 19th, 1943, SS troops go into a Jewish section of Warsaw, Poland, to collect illegal guns. German newspapers labeled the Jews as dangerous, evil threat to society. SS tanks stormed it, burned the houses to the ground, killing men, women, and children, and trapped a number of the rebels, you might say, in a tunnel facility of some sort, blocked it off at both ends, waited until the 19th of April, and then they put fuel on either side and burned them alive. April 19th, 1993, Attorney General Janet Reno gave the order for elite troops in Waco, Texas, to assault Branch Davidian compound and went with tanks and dispensing CS gas, killing men, women, and children who were allegedly stockpiling illegal guns. I'm sure all three of those were coincidences. I haven't even talked about the Oklahoma City bombing, Gulf Rising, all on April 19th. I got like 20 different dates throughout our history of April 19th, slaughter, death, destruction on that one day. And there's several days before that, too, as a matter of fact. So there's something to it there, one way of putting it, I guess, for the novice. There's something to it. In reality, it is what drives this world into its events that are pre-orchestrated. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I'm going to tell you facts today. Now, some of the facts you're not going to like. I can't help that. There's many other stations you can listen to. If you don't like the facts, then I don't know what to tell you. You know, I'm not going to stop putting them out. It's that simple. If I'm down to one listener, I'm not going to stop putting out facts until I don't have any. And then I'll just read the facts myself. I'm tired of the lies. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm tired of them. And I purposely have made sure I do not belong to nobody except Jesus Christ. I don't belong to Oath Keepers. I don't belong to United States. I don't belong to family, nobody, nothing except Jesus Christ. I keep focused on Jesus and Jesus alone. That, you know, and you know, it's going to come down to that. It's a matter of choice. It's not anybody better than anybody else. It's a matter of choice because it's coming down to it. The supernatural is the order of this universe. And the events going on today, it's not just some philosophical or religious notion here at all. This is what drives this world today. This is the driving force of everything going on today. Ohio ordered to recognize same-sex marriages. That is part of the agenda I'm talking about right now. You have a study on the changing racial makeup of Next America. I got a study on that. Will blow your minds, man. It's amazing what they've accomplished. That's part of it also. And the coming together of the races is part of their agenda. I got the evidence too, man. You can deny it if you want to. That's okay. But it's all there. About a ranching family, victory as government releases cattle. No, there's no victory. It's all planned and orchestrated. It's like, hey, Bundy, you ready for us to leave? Okay, we're going to leave for you now. And it's all worked out. Bundy's are Illuminati family. Family. They're Illuminati. It's all a game. It's a joke. But there's people going to die as a result of this Illuminati families and the government playing their little games. They're trying to placate the U.S. public again. Like they did in 1776, 1812, 1860, World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam, has all been placated. Evidence is abounding. You see, it's a game they're playing. The federal retreat, the feds retreating out of there was a psyop. Now, that was to soften you up a bit and give you confidence so you can march on the 1st of May to give you that false security. Bundy works with them, man. It's all just a game. It's like a FEMA training exercise in that ranch. It's planned a long time ago. 1990s, family. Don't let them fool you again. We did in 1775, 1860, 1812. They've been fooling us all along. It is a long-term agenda. It goes back to the deists who were founding fathers. Yep. Not all of them were, though. And the ones that weren't, they killed them. Just like they're going to do today. Like they're going to do this period of time, exactly. The Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Vatican, are headed toward a new American Union, a North American Union. A new Atlantis, reduce the world's population, and reduce America's population, starting, guess where? In the Bible Belt. Yeah, that's where it's going to be at. That's why the peripherals up north, northwest, and out west, California, to focus on the Bible Belt to be eliminated, is the last standing stronghold of, well, I hate using the word Christianity, but Christianity. Christianity is so convoluted, directed, misdirected, and divided up, it's not even funny. But that still is closer to Jesus than you're going to get unless you personally, which you should, take Jesus as your personal Savior. But the Bible Belt, we started the first genocide. We started in the Bible Belt. We started the first manipulation of human genes in the beginning of 1712 by making slaves of another culture called blacks. And don't even think about using the Bibles as justification. That's baloney. So you want to talk about Hitler as a Bible Belt in 1712. Look up Willie Lynch. His letters showed the white folk. I'm a white folk. I'm Scotch-Irish. About as wide as you can get. A little bit of Cherokee popped in there. Pew! Okay, but I don't look at the skin color. I look at the agenda of the Illuminati that follows Lucifer. That's it. And that's what's going on today. And we, when we invaded the North American continent in 1492 to subjugate the Indians and the Mexicans, did a real good job of that, didn't we? Sure did. And then, when that became a part of it, then we brought the blacks over in 1712. And then the whites didn't know they were being targeted as well for centuries after. Whites didn't have a clue, because they're going to use the whites as a dominant race. And now, the whites are under under shot, aren't you? Because you're fighting each other now, aren't you? Yeah, you are. Everybody, up. Somebody wake up. DHS, FEMA versus militia. Wait a minute. This is American versus American. Has anybody even the faintest idea what you're doing? Any clue? Yeah, the Freemasons is pushing it because they're heading back to 360, the New Atlantis. There's no patriotism there. So, and they're going to kill their own people too, by the way. They're going to allow it to happen. But what they don't realize is all of Freemasonry, in fact, is documented, will be targeted by the Great White Brotherhood once they have total control. They will eliminate every Freemason in the United States and in Europe. It will happen. It's documented. And they're not kidding around. They're going to use you right now. And when they're done with you, they're going to kill you. Chapter 15 of the Protocols, Learn the Elders of Zion. You better read it. And when you read it, you get right with Jesus, because you better not mess around. Eternity in hell is a long time. Ain't no clock there, and you don't get out on good behavior. Family, this is not something to play with. This is not something to mess around with. This is something about your eternal life. Eternity is a long darn time, because it don't end. And this is the rule, not the exception. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then I'm going to interweave Satan's plan. I don't look at the small stuff, the stuff over at Nevada and all this stuff, the FEMA, all that. That's petty. That's beans compared to the bigger picture. That's nothing. The bigger picture is what I like to look at, because that is what's going to last. And then when it, the bigger picture than that, the last, about Jesus' return. Because that is unstoppable. It's impossible. Impossible. It will happen. But there's a lot we're going to have to go through as human beings before we get to that point, before that first seal is broken. When that seal is broken, it's like a woman saying, "Honey, I'm pregnant. Ain't no stopping it. 9 months, your baby's coming out." Oh, I know there's exceptions and all that kind of stuff. But in the normal case, 9 months is coming. When that water breaks, man, that's judgment. Woo-hoo, that's judgment, baby. That's the wrath of God coming down, because that baby is coming out now. Well, that's exactly what's going to happen. Instead of 7 years, For a woman, it's 9 months. I'm pregnant. That starts the clock rolling. There ain't no going back. Can you be unpregnant? Can we just turn the clock, the hands of the clock back? Can we just, no, it's done. Baby's coming. Well, same thing. When that seal is broke, 7 years, Jesus Christ is coming, and there's no stopping it. No stopping. No stopping at all. There's no, can we just make it 9 years maybe? Or can, you know, can you come a little sooner, like 3.5? No. Seven seals, seven trumpets, seven bowls. Boom. He's there in Jerusalem ruling. You can see him when he comes down. You can say hello. You'll be able to see the real Jesus, not the fake one we got running around in alive, and the fake one we have thinking it's Jesus on the portraits. Blonde, blue-eyed, and blonde hair, blue-eyed, and white. That's not Jesus. He's more bronze, dark-colored skin, Arab-looking, more toward black than he is white. I ain't got a problem with that. He was born, guess where? Middle East. That has something to do with the DNA. Weren't no white folks living in the Middle East. White folks is north with Japheth. Yeah, that's the 15 minutes. You got a quick shot. I'm going to give you some details today. Lord, we come before you today in the prayer in the name of your son, Jesus. Lord, we pray for our family members. We pray for ourselves, Lord. We pray, Father, you spread the blood of Jesus around us, Lord, in these days and times of these coming anniversaries and dates of Satan as they're approaching. Father, we know that every day is a day to worship you. That, Father, these holidays we know were separated aside for the worship of Satan in certain subliminal, subtle ways. That, Father, to bring this awareness to people that, Father, that they want, they'll understand about the physics, about the spiritual experiences that they're feeling, and how to discern between that is of God and which is of Satan. Father, we need that knowledge. We need that Holy Spirit, that wisdom, discernment. That's why, Father, we pray, and we pray on that armor of God. Because, Father, this is what it's getting back to. Dear Lord, we follow your command to put on the full armor of God. Because our battle is not against flesh, blood, and against rulers. It is against rulers, authorities, and powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the unseen world. Father, we pray on that belt of truth that may be buckled around our waist. And Father, we ask it to be centered and encircled by your truth, dear Lord. We hem us inside all that's true and right and that may be protected, held up by the truth of your living word in the King James Bible. Father, we pray on a breastplate of righteousness. Please protect our vital organs, our inner man, cover our integrity, our spirit, our soul. Guard our heart, for it is a wellspring of life. Father, we please ask. We ask that you strengthen and guard the most vulnerable places of our lives with that which is right, good, and noble. And direct us, Father, and give us conviction when we fall away. And this so we might not receive a fatal blow from the enemy. Father, we do pray on the gospel shoes of peace. And we choose to stand in the shoes of your good news and on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ, who is our solid rock. All other ground is seeking sand. And Father, we pray that we will not slip or fall, that our feet would be firmly fitted on your Lordship, Jesus. And Father, we choose to stand on you, that the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our heart and mind in Christ Jesus, the Rock of Ages. And Father, we receive your peace now. And Jesus, from the sole of my feet to the crown of our heads, we pray. And Lord, we also pray the shield of faith into our hand now. Father, as we take up the shield of faith, we ask you, Lord, that you might extinguish every dart and arrow that's launched from the enemy to take us down spiritually, physically, mentally, or emotionally. And every attempt of the enemy to destroy our joy, we ask, Father, that your faith, that our faith in you would make it a flame out. And Father, to extinguish every flaming arrow that would be come against me, my family, or our ministry, and may our faith, my faith, be out in front of me like a shield, to give me the courage to faith, face my fears by choosing to walk by faith and not by sight alone. And Lord, we pray on the helmet of salvation that you might protect our minds from the thoughts that can lead us astray. And Father, we choose to take every thought captive and arrest ill-intentional ideas and motives and thoughts that would harm others or distract us from your will for us to perform. Father, we submit every captured thought to the Lordship of Christ. We ask that you would imprison all these thoughts that are not of you. Lord, we ask you to transform our minds and renew our thinking that it may think God thoughts and have a sober mind that's focused on your glory. And Father, we ask you, please, to protect us from being double-minded, that we will allow our minds, the command center of our rest of our bodies, to be saturated with the mind of Christ. And finally, Lord, to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the almighty word of God in the King James Bible. And Father, to pray this offensive weapon into our hand, and ask that your word be fitted for every encounter that we might face. And as the enemy gets close to us, Father, to please give us insight, wisdom, and skill to use that word of God spoken in season, out of season, to inflict pain against the enemy. And may this enemy, his team, flee from us upon hearing the word of Almighty God spoken by the power and direction of the Holy Spirit. Give us the sword of the Spirit to cut through the wiles of the devil so it may discern the schemes of the enemy when he is near. And Lord, with all kinds of prayers and supplication and your intercession, to pray to you, Lord, as the one who fights our battles. Now I'm in your armor, Lord, and will walk away with this prayer covered and ready to face the day and face the broadcast, face the ministry as you go before us and protect us in the midst of the spiritual warfare in this unseen world. And with that, Lord, we thank you for the spiritual weapons of armor and prayer that you've given us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and you will refute every tongue that accuses us. Thank you, Father. We're more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray for our veterans coming back, that Father, you'll silence the voices in their head, that Father, you'll render null and void the psychotropic drugs they're taking and the microchips in their bodies. Father, we pray for the release, the protection of children that's being profiled and kidnapped, for the schemes of the devil this week and next week and all of May, that we know sacrifices are coming. But Lord, we call upon you, your Holy Spirit, to thwart these plans and to send back those fallen angels back to where they came. But Lord, we know that we pray for the return of Jesus Christ and that much has to happen before his return. So Father, we do pray for his return soon, and thy will be done. That's why, Father, we pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, we are in a war. And this war is not carnal. It's not of this world. It is supernatural. If you don't believe in the supernatural, then you might as well believe in evolution. And if you believe in evolution, then forget about science, because it doesn't even work on a secular level. Evolution is impossible. Evolution, I know, as documented by their own textbooks and their own documentation, that evolution was created by the Illuminati to be brought in evident in their own textbook. They talk about it. Signs of Christ by Harold Balliaz, a little known book that is the textbook to teach about the New World Order in very subtle ways in a New Age frame of thinking. They interweave it with the Bible. That's going to be to their destruction. But they're fooling a lot of people. They have dates, times, phases, procedures. that they use to bring about this New World Order. It's extremely organized, but they can't go any further than what God will allow. And they're coming to the end of it now. They say, when that time comes, that when you talk about the rays, that's the rays that they talk about that they control. I'll tell you what they are right quick. Education, worldwide, philosophy, religion, all religions, including Christianity. Science, all sciences of any kind. Arts, that's your acting, that's your entertainment, that's your music, everything. Politics and finance. All that is used under control of seven fallen angels, a specialist, that handle these seven areas. This is a fact. They say that many today in all lands are turning their thoughts consciously to him as the world leader. Others are aware of the vague turning towards some divine person or power who must and should help mankind in this hour of need. That's going to be the lie that they're going to tell you. It's called the first seal. There's a rising, they say, an ascension of the spirit of man everywhere, which is better known to us than to you, that man to become a god. See, they're interweaving the truth right here. Their truth. Genesis 3, verse 2:2. Man to become his god, Superman. Skull and bones. Now you get it? Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasons. Each degree they go up, they adjust their frequencies to get closer to godhood. That's what drives them to be traitors and to lie to you under a blood oath. I don't mince words too well. I'm not good at that. I really don't want to. That's why. Their values and reactions are not so spiritual. The facade is that they are. The reality is they're not. It's self-serving. To become gods among men. Well, my warning to them is it's impossible to happen. The strength, the power, and the special quote-unquote energies which they've received at the dramatic events when he, this world leader, and the Buddha, now we're getting into it, and the Lord of this world, they call it, the Lord of the world is Satan. That's what the Bible says. That's what their textbook says. You can't get no greener, no clearer than that. He created a, quote, triangle of light at the time of the Wesak Festival that nobody talks about. I will talk about it. The Wesak Festival that will take place in May is one of the most evil festivals you can only fathom. It's worse than the Bohemian Grove. Child sacrifices. Satan himself, under the name of Sanat Kumara, attends this festival. Do you understand this? And if they don't have enough energies from death and destruction between April 15th and April 21st to manifest them into this world, then they channel or possess. Did you get that? The Wesak Festival in Mount Shasta, California, is where the fallen angels, several, Rakosi, is going to be there. Saint Germain, El Moria, these are fallen angels, will be there. They attend it. You understand what I'm saying? How significant this is. They are the sons of God of Genesis 6:2, 6:4. They are the sons of God of Job 38, verse 7. But the terms sons of God of the Old Testament were the fallen angels, sons of God because he created them, and they rebelled against him in that war in heaven. The first one. They were cast into the second heaven, which is the known universe that we think has aliens. There are no aliens out there. They have fallen angels, though, in supernatural form. Yes. That's where they've been cast down to. Second heaven is between the third heaven, where God resides on the outside like a big onion. And you come inside, second heaven's in the middle, and the first heaven is earth, within the air, within the earth on the top of it. That's the first heaven. Second heaven is where you think the spacecraft go, the sun, the moon, the stars. That's the second heaven. That's the realm of the fallen angels. in supernatural form. No flesh can reside outside, listen, outside the Van Allen belt. No flesh can operate out there, only supernatural beings. No flesh. Call it one big old microwave. But supernatural beings can reside on the planets. There's your so-called aliens. By invocation, sacrifices, rituals, so forth, they allow them the portal inside to come inside the first heaven, which is where we are. Or possession, overshadowing, witchcraft. Now you understand. Wesak Festival is when they adjust their planning. See, human beings are nothing more than slaves to these supernatural beings. What human beings am I talking about? Queen Elizabeth II, the Pope, your Italian Illuminati. You think they're high level? Not at all. They're nothing more than mere slaves of the supernatural beings. That's all they are. Human beings have given their life over to Lucifer, and they have a different DNA, by the way. Lord of the World created a triangle of light at the time of the Wesak Festival, will be released by him at the hour of the full moon of June. The light has been concentrated upon the center, which we call the race of men, but has not yet been released. This is 1977. They're waiting for that time. We're close. At the full moon, it will be poured out over all the earth. During the interim between reception and distribution, it's been transformed to energy of goodwill into the light which will illumine the minds of men. That's the great lie they're telling you. It's not going to loom anybody's mind. It's going to cause depopulation. These liars, which Swedenborg says the fallen angels are nothing but liars, are here to destroy. See, there you have double-minded. Here, when you take the textbook, Signs of Christ, and you read it, it all sounds all hunky-dory and touchy-feely. But then you look at the reality of the vaccines, the war, the nuclear energy is there to kill. It's there to destroy. Then someone who's following these folks ought to, supernatural folks, ought to realize that, hey, we've been lied to. Swedenborg knew it already in 18th century. He says it. All they do is lie. They control your Bilderberg meetings. They control your Club of Rome, United Nations, Council of Foreign Relations. They control them at the highest level. Let's bring it home to rest. This is how deep it goes. And the Council of Foreign Relations controls your White House because your presidents have been directors or members of it. Cheney was. He's cousin to Bush and Clinton and all the rest of them. Family, this is a reality. These are facts, not theory. It has everything to do with what's going on today. Partly to keep you busy and to accept the New World Order without an argument. Others that argue, they're going to kill you. I say, bring it on. Because if you become born again, you take Jesus as Savior, take your best shot, sucker. When I leave my body, I'm going to be with the Father. Do what you're going to do. I got an appointment to keep. That's how I look at it. These people don't scare me. I don't worry about it neither. Because we're not of this world. When you take Jesus Christ as Savior, which is open to 7 to 9 billion people, can do it anytime they want to. All they got to do is repent, which is not being taught in the pulpits. Shame on them. But is repent. Take Jesus as your Savior. It's between you and Him. The purpose of that great earthquake in the sixth seal is to eliminate the effects that we're undergoing through HARP and the cloud of ELF transmission that we're underneath all the time. The Holy Spirit keeps you protected from it. Let's get down to it. And when that earthquake occurs worldwide at the same time, not some little petty 10-0 or 9 points somewhere in some location that kills a couple, you know, about a million people. That's small compared to what's coming. A worldwide earthquake is going to take down everything technological. You won't have to worry about that that cloud anymore. It'll all be Holy Spirit. Because that signals the coming of God's judgment, the final 3.5 years. And the two administering it, God working through them, are the two witnesses. And now the entire Jewish tribes, only 144,000 of real Hebrew Israelites will come out of it. And then there'll be numbers of Gentiles that man cannot number, of those that took Jesus Christ as Savior. All this is yet to happen. The Great Invocation, they call it, is nothing more than a ritual to bring Satan into this world as leader. You all in the New Age, don't be fooled. They call them the outpouring of spiritual energy. Passes through the groups, to use a technical term, which is relatively unimportant, but through the ashrams, that's the 7 points that they control, I've told you about, of all the masters of the wisdom. Family, that's fallen angels and demons are talking about. Our disciples of the Christ. The Christ is not Jesus Christ. Is a fallen angel, this one they call. Is often then transformed or transmuted by them to meet adequately the needs of different kinds of people who compose humanity, who are represented by the ashrams of different masters. You've got 66 of these buckaroos. And this is the reason God created hell, to put all 66 plus into hell. They got names. They tell you exactly who they are, exactly where they're working. A lot of people don't know about this book. I've checked it out and it matches. But you know, I'm not worried about it. Because I know that hell was created for them. And I know there's a 100% chance that's where they're going to end up. But in the meantime, they want to pull you away from God. And I'm going to tell you why here shortly. Oh, heck, I'll do it now. In the flood, in the days of the flood, is what happened. Dinosaurs, your so-called Neanderthal, whatever, were abominations of DNA, not created, but manipulated by Satan and the fallen angels. Neanderthal, the giant dinosaur. Listen, God's not going to create mankind in the Garden of Eden and then create these giant monsters that's going to kill them at the same time. Come on now. But Satan did. Now, there's Christians that actually believe that God created the dinosaurs. These preachers are failing at their job miserably. Shame on you. Because I want to expose them Tuesday and Wednesday. The methods they use. Of how they fool people. I want to expose those preachers. And their methods. This week. But in the meantime. So Satan is creating an abomination, changing DNA genes because of supernatural methods of manipulation and alchemy. He's creating, well, I can't say really say creating, but he is manipulating DNA to cause species to even change their natural way, birds into reptiles. So evolution is true, but what's false about evolution, it didn't happen naturally. By no stretch of imagination, it was manipulation by the fallen angels. Using alchemy, DNA manipulation, through energy transfers, formulas using certain crystals that's ground up like powder, injected into the system. Different ways of alchemy. Minerals have an effect on DNA. A lot of things affect your DNA. By trial and error, and watching generations grow, Satan was able to manipulate DNA in the offspring of the fallen angels, their children, if you will. Don't think of their children as little cuddly little babies. These were abominations, evil monsters that were created using women's wombs, daughters of men, to bring these monstrosities into existence. and then using the wombs of female animals or whatever to bring the abominations of other non-humans. And using their own DNA to bring in their own abominations by trial and error, it was lacking. You had Neanderthal. Dinosaurs. You had humankind that was had manipulated DNA. Now you understand why God sent the flood. He had to destroy even plants, animals, and human. Everything that got on that ark, every human, every animal, whatever species it was pure. As was Noah and his generation was perfect generation. That's what that means. And God just started all over again. But with the same DNA passed through the bloodline of Adam and Eve. Nobody of Cain's bloodline made it. Christian identity. Nobody made it. Nobody hitched a ride on the ark. Nobody come up with some kind of canoe right quick. Or didn't have no rubber duckies back then either. Nobody survived that flood for 40 days. If anything, if they did, they would have starved to death. 40 days. God made sure all the corrupted DNA was dead. So now what does that tell you? Remember I mentioned offspring? Offspring? Listen. The fallen angels, that was their children. Don't you know that ticked them off awful bad? Don't you know all that work they did? No pun intended. Went down the drain of the Grand Canyon to the North and South Pole. South Pole, more than likely. Covered over by miles of ice is the Garden of Eden. A mineral-rich wealth lies within the United States, North American continent, that everybody wants. That's the prize is North American continent since 1400. Put that on the side for a minute. That's the prize of resources for witchcraft. The resources for alchemy lies within the United States. The minerals. That's what all this mining and fracking's all about. What's in the ground must come up. God put it in the ground to stay in the ground so alchemy cannot be conducted. So very simple. Set up for the mark of the beast. Currency. Money. What's money based on? Wealth of the ground. So we'll make it to where the humankind will dig for our minerals for us. And we'll prepare for this way that we'll control them by mammon, wealth. We'll make it wealth, therefore they'll have to dig for it, for us. Oh, we've been had, man. Oh, since the beginning. That's why digging the gold up, the riches of Solomon, all that, the gold, the copper, all that combined is alchemy. To allow the fallen angels and demons to come back in this world like they did before the flood. I'm only scratching the surface. So, the fallen angels saw their children die, drown. The 20, 30, 40 foot monsters, the dinosaurs, the whatever else, monstrosities, all their work went down the drain. Here comes Noah, wife, three sons. My three sons and three wives, there you go, came out and the animals, again, to multiply. The second wave of fallen angels, watchers, returned from the second heaven, lustful as ever, but remembered the mistakes they made. But now they're ticked off that God killed their family. God killed their children. God killed their Cain bloodline that was contaminated with fallen angel DNA, copper-based DNA. God eliminated it. Man, they're ticked off. So they swore vengeance. Took them a while. Now, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You're already getting there, aren't you? Isaiah 14:12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How if they're cut down to the ground, which this weaken the nations? In the King James Bible, it's properly listed as Lucifer is the son of the morning. There's no morning star there. So don't think Vincent Lucifer is morning star. Strom's is criminally wrong in that definition. I, sir, mostly just took an ink and just marked it out. Strom's failed when he identified Lucifer as morning star. That's a gross error that Strom's made in that concordance. Lucifer is son of the morning, the light bringer, bringing knowledge. Oh, you mean knowledge of good and evil? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The one that caused all mankind to fail because he got Eve to eat the apple or pomegranate or whatever fruit. It probably doesn't exist anymore. The act of disobedience was what got him in trouble. It wasn't fruit is sex. It wasn't trees or people. That's other kind of nonsense coming from Hebrew Roots Movement, Christian Identity, or whatever other kind of cult group it is, telling you that trees are people in the Bible. That fruit, that when you took the fruit, whatever it was having sex with Satan. That's proven wrong now over and over. They got their Christian Identity and British Roots, British Israel Roots, Hebrew Roots Movement, Sacred Name Movement, they're all connected. Thinking that Eve had sex with Satan, thinking that mankind was created before Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve was the bloodline of the Jews. And because they had illicit sex and adultery, was because the bloodline of the Jews were cursed. Adam and Eve and all the other humans that were created before was not. You got to be kidding me. But that is so widely accepted by Christian folks. That's in Christian Identity. Whew, that's hot. Y'all been lied to there by Christian Identity leaders. If they say they're pastors and preachers there, they got them out of Cracker Jack's box. Because they're lying to you. Isaiah 14:13, for thou hast said in thine heart, talking to Lucifer, Satan. Lucifer is not a fallen Babylonian king. It's another gross misstatement. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. That means the angels of God. He will be higher than the angels of God. He'll be like God over the angels. That's the stars of God. Stars are also considered the angels. I will set upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. He'll be like God now. Keep this in mind. I'm heading somewhere with this. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Isaiah 14:16. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee, and shall consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake the kingdoms? Man, he is nothing more than an orb of light. That's all he is, a disco ball rolling around. He has to make a body to look like some big old hefty guy or some business-looking blonde-haired, blue-eyed, whatever. All he is a ball of a disco ball. That's like they all are, till they take on a body. That's all they are. Demons are nothing more than specks of light. That's all demons are. So they take on all these forms, have these scary movies, because that's the harmony, beauty, and the arts. That's part of their control. To make demons look like they're, you know, all that. To scare you. Denounce them in the name of Jesus Christ. Watch them run. That's spiritual warfare. It's coming. Family, if you haven't seen it already, it's coming to your front doorstep. You better get ready. Is this the man that made the earth to tremble and did shake the kingdoms? This is him? You got to be kidding me. That's kind of what it says. Isaiah 14:17. That made the world as wilderness, destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of the prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one of him in his own house. But thou art cast out of the grave like an abominable branch, as a remnant of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden under foot. Feet. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. In other words, you're not going to reach that spiritual height and greatness. It ain't going to happen. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. Nephilim, giants, and men of renown. Aha. How about that? Isaiah 14:21. Prepare slaughter for his children, for the iniquity of their fathers. And we're getting down to it. That they do not rise, nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities, nor possess the land, or trying to take the land. They always have since 1492. Started with the Indians, Mexicans. Now you get it? Is it starting to, like a jigsaw puzzle, come together? Uh-huh. And this ranch thing going on today, that's only a tiny, tiny, tiny part of the plan I'm talking about right now. Start connecting the dots. It's going to be a jigsaw puzzle come together. For I will rise up against them, saith the Lord of hosts, and will cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and son and nephew, saith the Lord. Unquote. Babylon is not America. Babylon is the system of Satan. That's his system. That's what it talks about. Nathan Leal and a couple of others, Carl Gallup, I don't know, whatever, Gallup, whatever, say that America is Babylon. We are absolutely not Babylon. The reason they're telling you that is so when we fall economically, oh, they'll say Babylon's fallen. Who comes next? Well, Jesus would. Sananda Emmanuel. A fallen angel will then take place. The fake Jesus. That's the trick they're setting you up for. Disclosure. This lie about aliens. Disclosure. Oh, they're tricky. They're real tricky setting this up. Isaiah 14:23. I will also make it a possession for the bittern and pools of water. I will sweep it with the besom of destruction, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember that. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely, as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. As I have proposed, so shall it stand. You know that his memory, or our future is God's memory. It's promised to happen. Then I will break the Assyrian, Antichrist, in my land and upon my mountains, tread him underfoot, bruising the heel, underfoot. This time he's going to spread him underfoot. That bruised heel is going to come down his head. Then shall his yoke depart from off them, his burden depart from off their shoulders. We'll have 1,000 years of peace, family. That's yet to happen. This is the purpose that's proposed upon the whole earth. And this is the hand that's stretched out upon the nations. For the Lord of hosts has proposed. Who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? In the year that King Ahaz died was this burden. Rejoice not thou, whole Palestinian, because the rod of him that smote thee is broken. For out of the serpent, Satan, root, shall come forth a cockatrice. His fruit shall be a fiery, flying serpent. It goes on to talk about what's going to happen in the Middle East. It's Isaiah 14:32. Now, Ark landed. They came off the ark. Began again. I mean, there's a whole lot of leaven going on. To resupply the earth with population. And it didn't take long. There was 1,550 years between Adam and Eve and the ark. This 65 million, all that stuff is a bunch of nonsense from controlled opposition, controlled Harvard, controlled Yale, controlled all these colleges. Remember, education is one of the ashram rays of the fallen angels. They'd lie to their dying mother for their allegiance to Satan. These people are totally evil. When they take a blood oath to Satan, they'll die if they don't. But they're rewarded when they do follow his lead. And they do it supernaturally by possession, overshadowing, channeling. Three different methods. It's what really goes on behind the scenes. Human sacrifices. Sacrifices of children. What do you think Baal did? Why do you think Constantine was a pagan? Why do you think that Nimrod got into sacrifice of children? He was taught that that was a way to release life energy so that the fallen angels could take a physical form and use that energy for their own use. You see, it's alchemy. That's what the Tower of Babel was all about, to line it with copper and certain minerals and alchemy and ritual to bring the fallen angels into this realm from the second heaven by building this Tower of Babel. That's what that was for. And they just come down the steps and come on into this world through alchemy and come through the portals that were going to be set up in the different places on the towers at different levels. You see what happened? And God said, He took it all down, changed the languages. God divided the land. God was the first segregationist. Ooh, I hate using that word that we're taught not to. But that's what he did. It's in the Bible. He changed the languages, divided man so we could not come together and work against God. That's exactly what happened. And whether at that point in time, God supernaturally changed the cultures from bronze skin to white, from bronze skin to black, from different, white to a yellow skin to oriental, I don't know. But somewhere after the Tower of Babel began the different cultures, either instantly at the time of changing languages, or as proven, actually, that they went out into, see, the earth was one landmass. They didn't have boats back then. The only boat they had was an ark. Because the earth was one landmass. That's why it looks like a big jigsaw puzzle. Now, whether God tore away, I don't know. Whether God raised the water table by melting the ice, I don't know. But somehow the water divided the land, which is getting ready to happen in the United States. Write that down. Remember it. There'll be a whole lot of water in the United States now. It's coming. It's coming. East Coast, West Coast. Area between the Great Lakes and the Gulf of Mexico. Watch out. Put that on the side. Remember it. And so God divided the land about 10, 12 generations after Nimrod. So everybody goes in different directions, getting the heck away from this craziness of different languages. And by being in different places on the earth, over a period of 10 or 12, so many generations, will change DNA. The languages will change your DNA over a period of generations. It affects your DNA. The foods you eat affects your DNA. So you notice all the orientals are in the east. That one place. Why is that? Why can't you have oriental down in Africa and oriental up in... Because the positions they are on the earth affected the DNA. Or God changed them automatically. It's hard to say. Either way, that's what happened. Go further south. A little blacker skin. They don't change the soul and spirit there, y'all. Go more north. They all get white. Go up further north. Scandinavia, Norway, they get white as a darn sheep, man. Put on a whole lot of sun protection when you go out in the sun there. All you white folk up there. Huh? Now, look at here. When you go in the middle, it's bronze. It's like a mix between the white and the black. You get bronze. That's a no-brainer. Now, look at directly at 270 degrees adjacent. You get the United States, don't you now? How about that? Where the Indians and Mexicans lived. Near the Middle East? Hey, guess where Jesus Christ came from? Y'all white folk. Guess where Jesus Christ came from? Middle East. And guess who his bloodline was? Shem. And guess who killed Nimrod? Shem did. Because Nimrod, his great nephew, was sacrificing children. Why? To bring in fallen angels into this world. So Shem killed Nimrod and cut him up in pieces. Scattered him throughout the land. His wife slash mother, Semiramis, gathered them all together. It's where y'all get the Easter from and the Christmas and all that stuff going on to immortalize this action. Easter, especially Ishtar. It's all connected together. It's amazing. Now, so that means that the Indians and the Mexicans and the Middle Easterners are in the bloodline of Shem. Hey, how about that? Mm-hmm. Japheth was north. Ham means stutterer, a language problem in Hebrew. In the Egyptian, it means black. It got nothing to do with nothing. Ham went south over a period of time. Further south he goes because of the ley lines, the energy forces on the earth, caused the culture to become black. And for the north, you see the ley lines, the power structure of the earth, power points in the earth, affected DNA over generations, 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 to make him white, from bronze to white. You see what happened? But in the meantime, the fallen angels, their main drive is Isaiah 14:32, to arise above the one that killed their children is God, because they were an abomination. They had to watch their children be drowned. 20, 34 foot gigantic monsters. They came back later, and you'll find throughout the Bible all the ites, I-T-E-S, that's in the Anunnaki and the ites and all this, are all giants. Joshua, was it Lot or Joshua, said, we're like grasshoppers. Joshua said, we're like grasshoppers to these. Now that, we're not talking basketball players here. We're talking 20, 30, 40 foot. You'll find them in the American plains before the 14th century. You'll find them called skinwalkers. David fought one called Goliath. He had Og. You see what happened? They quantified the DNA from Neanderthal over trial testing period, long term, and using modern day technology, and even before then alchemy, by trial and error, long story short. They created a humanoid, more human than anything else. Family, I present to you the Merovingian bloodline, the Illuminati. Is the offspring of the fallen angels and man. Transhumanism. But computerized today. Back then it was, we had to wait a generation. Charles Maine, King John, all the genetic bloodlines of today are Nephilim. That's why they keep control of all their bloodlines. And they marry cousins. Because that special gene that they have. So now they seek out those that are linked together, because they have now, here we go, they have revenge on their mind. Revenge of what God did to their children in the Old Testament period during the flood. Revenge of destroying what they had created. They have no choice but to keep going. God will not forgive them. He'll forgive you when you trespass against him. That was the purpose of his son dying on the cross. But his son dying on the cross does not forgive, does not allow the forgiveness of the fallen angels that knew what they were doing. Their lust overrode their wisdom and direction from God. In other words, they couldn't contain Mr. Happy. Mr. Happy got around, created more Nephilim, offspring, children. You understand what I'm saying? So this time it was more quantified. They knew how to use different alchemy techniques from Neanderthal to the royal bloodlines of today by manipulation of DNA, trial and error. Now, God's word was hidden for the longest time. Therefore, you had the dark ages. God had Satan had some control because God's word was hidden. That's why they call it the dark ages. Satan thought he won on the cross of Calvary. But when Jesus Christ came back from the grave, he knew he had lost. He had to change his tactics. See what happened? He could not find a weak link in Jesus at the desert. He tried awful hard. He tried to kill Jesus when he was an infant. He failed again. He didn't have the fallen angels, and Satan do not have wisdom nor discernment. Otherwise, they never would have crucified Jesus. He could not see the future, four-star generals. Your aliens, your ascended masters is coming back from time travel is a lie they're telling you at the highest level of government. They're no time travelers. They're lying to you. Your great white brotherhood, 12 to 15 foot tall, yeah, so-called Anunnaki, whatever they are, they're liars and they're heading to hell. And they're giving you a dialectic of evil aliens, so you'll have an idea that these are good ones. No, they're both evil, like a white witch and a dark witch, or Wicca and witchcraft. It's all witchcraft, period, in the story. They always have a dialectic. That's how they work you. So it all began, the actual planning process, in the year 1400. The Dark Ages are coming to a close. By the year 1492, all of a sudden, God's word comes out. Erasmus, Textus Receptus. Uh-oh, Satan's got a problem. The word of God has surfaced. Although still corrupted, King James Bible, 200 years later, brings it all together. But in the meantime, the word's made to English. Uh-oh, now people can read the Bible themselves. Oh, my. Don't you know, around the 15th, 16th century was an explosion of technology. About that, huh? Satan knew he had a short time. He'd got to pick up the pace. His channelers, his possession, overshadowing, started bringing together avatars in the year 1400, started putting together his plan of revenge and control. I'm giving you all the biggest picture you're going to get. This is the biggest picture. It ain't about some Nevada standoff with FEMA or DHS or BMW or BL, what, I don't care what. All that's just scripted out like a reality show anyway. It's all scripted and played out like it's a military exercise. It's nonsense. Can people die later on? Yeah, well, yeah. They sure will, can, very easily. They play for real keeps here. It'll still be an exercise. It's already pre-planned and pre-scripted. Actually, it's like a C-movie. When you look at the YouTubes about the standoff between the people and the BLM, it's like a C-rated movie acting. If you really know what to look, it's ridiculous. It wouldn't even make a B-rated movie. It's all acting. Like professional wrestling. It's all scripted. They're pulling in good people. People that really are quote-unquote patriots and all that sort of thing. They don't understand this bigger picture we're talking about today. So, 14:25 begins the target of the prize, North American continent, all along. So by 1492, an avatar by the name of Columbus, and you even have a day for him, a member of the bloodline, royal bloodline, and he has that special gene, by the way. He knew exactly where he's going. To now start the invasion of North American continent in preparation for the new Atlantis. And by the 16th century, the plan for the new Atlantis was channeled to Sir Francis Bacon. Sir Francis Bacon has that special gene. Why? Because his mother was Queen Elizabeth I and his daddy was Dudley. They turned him over to Bacon's to hide that fact that he was in the royal bloodline and heir to the throne. They had to hide it. He was channeled by witchcraft. He was channeled by sorcery to lead the plans for North American, the new Atlantis. You might know it as the North American Union. The New Atlantis, North American Union. Now you get the bigger picture. In the meantime, the fallen angels have revenge on their mind. Now, how to invade the North American continent? Where the Indians, offspring of Shem, and the Mexicans, look a whole lot like Middle Easterners, don't they? Yeah, because they're the same bloodline, that's why. How to get white folk in Europe to invade North American continent. Simple. Start killing them. And so the Vatican started doing just that. The murder of innocent people began in 1200 A.D. It's called the Inquisition, y'all. 200 years later of mass murder and killing by the Vatican under the guise of witchcraft or some nonsense. It's called bondage. Well, being murdered is kind of a bondage, you know what I mean? You know where to go. 1492, you had 200 years of mass murder by the Vatican. I think it's time to leave. And also, you had avatars. I've got it documented here in this textbook. An avatar by the name of Martin Luther, who worked for the Vatican behind the scenes. And John Calvin, two liars. They were tasked by the Vatican to create a counter-religion. Because in the 6th century, the Vatican created Islam to encompass the Arabs that rejected Roman Catholicism. They created a religion for them called Islam. The Vatican created Islam in the 6th century, to control both those that take Roman Catholicism and those who rejected it, no problem. We formed a religion for them called Islam. And they raised Muhammad, the prophet, from 6 years old to 25 years old. And they married him off to a nun by the name of Kwajina, who was 40 years old and he was 25. This is amazing. And so 1492 laid the groundwork, well, the pathway, for white folk to leave France, leave Germany, leave Italy, leave Spain, get the dickens out of there to go to the North American continent for gold and the Fountain of Youth and land that's open for free after you murder the Indians and the Mexicans. Yeah, no kidding. Now you know why Wounded Knee. Now you know why they're trying to take the land little by little. Now you know why they brought the blacks over the Bible Belt in 1712. To bring all the cultures in the United States, a country of diversity, of all the cultures into one place and have a universal language. They all can speak the same doggone language, universal, called English. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And so 1492, 1500, 1600, man, his mama grabbed the socks, grabbed the kids, grabbed the old lady. We're out of here. We're going to this place called Virginia. We're going to on this here thing called the Mayflower. We're out of here. And thus began the whites into the Indians culture divide, the blacks into the whites. If you read about Willie Lynch in 1712, you'll read how he said to interbreed with the blacks to create different colors, and then use that different colors to separate, divide the blacks to control. Well, by the way, white folk, they use the same techniques on you throughout our entire culture. Y'all didn't know it. You thought you were slave owners? No, you're being manipulated. It's called the Declaration of Independence, man. Anyway, that's the reality. These are facts, man. I got the Declaration of Independence that was modeled by the fallen angels, modeled after the Magna Carta, using liberty as a galvanizing force. It always works. It worked at Bundy's. It's what they do. Caesar used it too, to galvanize people. Yeah, let's get, yeah, it's an idol. It works perfectly. Y'all been taken, man, down the road. But in the meantime, 1492, 1500, technology blessed out. The Bible set up, and God's getting ready to bring his word out. Technology is increasing. And this war between Satan and God has exponentially increased. 1500, 16, 17, 1800s, 1900s. Now you understand what's going on. This is the big picture. As technology increased, science, that's one of the Ashram rays, increased, so did the methods of depopulation increase for them to take their revenge on the offspring of God that came back from Noah, and to kill those that are the chosen, the Hebrew Israelites, not the Jews in Israel today, but the real Hebrew Israelites that are protected right now will come out again. He's trying to find them. It's what he used Hitler for. It's what he used Caesars for, to kill them off. It's what it all boiled down to. And even today, it's a Jewish conspiracy. It's the silliest thing you've ever heard in my life. It's almost embarrassing. The Irish control the finances, for goodness sakes. A nice Templar. Get over it. Now, changing faces of America. They have accomplished their goal. It is done. You have a diversity of cultures in America exactly like they planned. I'm not for it. I'm not against it. I'm just telling you what they done. Yeah, what they did. And I said here, quote, Red Fog Over America, William G. Carr. He says, and I quote from his research, once they crown king this part of the universe, that's the Antichrist, they will do the following. Begin quote. The agentur of the Illuminati will next proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races. This experiment has already been carried out on a large scale. Dr. Brock Chisholm has advocated on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that, quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear, unquote. That goes back to Nimrod. God divided, Satan to bring them back together, and putting them all in the same race, just like they were in the days of Nimrod. They're all the same race, up to the third or fourth generation, until God divided them because they were trying to get together to fight against God by bringing the fallen angels in this world. So God divided them. Satan's trying to bring them back together. That's exactly what's going on today. And it has been accomplished. Now, your white racists are using that to fuel hate and so forth. They're trying to extinguish the white race, and the blacks are trying to... Yeah, they are. But here's the rub on it. They're also trying to extinguish the blacks, the Orientals, the Hispanic. Also, they forget to tell you that. They will protect this mixed race that they've accomplished now. Out west, the deep underground military bases will be protected during the coming wars and violence. Now, when Satan, using the Vatican to cause this migration in the North American continent, and then make us look like a Babylon of wealth, which they destroyed our wealth in the 1920s, to bring everybody over, make everybody else look poor, make America look rich, draw more in. Let's put up the goddess Lady Liberty. You see what they did? Let's make sure they don't become too strong, so they had a civil war. The French was on the south, and the Germans were on the north. Come on now. The Tsar stepped in, thwarted the plans of a world order in 1860s. That's why they murdered the entire Romanov family in 1917. He torpedoed their plans, his generation before him, 1860s. The Rothschilds swore a revenge against the Romanovs because of that. Romanov's Tsar of Russia was working with Lincoln. He sent ships to New York, Savannah, Georgia, and San Francisco Harbor to keep the Europeans back. Lincoln was going to bring our money back to a gold standard, where that low-life FDR took us off in 1933. He's one of the evil ones. I got evidence, everything I'm telling you. You know, it's all there, man. It's all there. That's why they assassinated Lincoln, because he turned away from him. He wasn't a Freemason, too, by the way. Neither was JFK. Satan didn't have a hold of him. How about that? There's a much bigger picture than people even begin to understand. So between 1500s, 1600s, 1700s, man, whew, everybody going to America. Go, 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 go. New Atlantis coming up by the 16th century. Sir Francis Bacon, he's writing the plans for it. Look it up, the New Atlantis. It's all right there, man. That's what we've been based on all along. Liberty was simply used as a trigger. Get as much territory as possible. Develop communism, fascism, Albert Pike, Nazism, all of it was designed to create wars and steal land, kill people. All the long, all the time, all this is going on. Churchill was first cousin with Adolf Hitler's father. Stalin was second cousin, Adolf Hitler's father. Churchill and Stalin were second cousins. Queen Elizabeth II, her grandfather's brother, was Winston C. Churchill, making him a great uncle. Hitler's great-grandfather was Queen Elizabeth's great-great-grandfather. Stalin's great-grandfather was Queen Elizabeth's great-great-great-grandfather. Churchill, Stalin, Hitler, and Queen Elizabeth II are all descended from the Rothschilds. And all of them are illegitimate stock. Winston Churchill not only helped plan with J.P. Morgan the murder of all those aboard the Lusitania, but he's also a major instigator in police corruption. The attack on Pearl Harbor was planned by Winston Churchill, FDR, and the Japanese elite of Illuminati. They gifted the United Nations to the second cousin Stalin, who's also second cousin with King George V, grandfather of Queen Elizabeth II. And did you know that through King Edward IV, way back when, marriage into the kings of Spain and Seville and Portugal, his intermarriage of the Muslim kings of Spain, Seville, and Portugal, King Edward IV makes Mohammed the Prophet in the same bloodline as Queen Elizabeth II. Oh, puts him in that bloodline. I bet that raised some eyebrows now, didn't it? That's what you're dealing with right now, today. This is a reality. The land grab is all part of it. Now, here comes the kicker. Martin Luther, an avatar, as documented, a Jesuit working with the Vatican behind the scenes, tried to bring the Jews in under a friendly approach. The Jews rejected. Then he went nasty on them. Martin Luther, the 95 Theses, notice he lived, didn't he? Erasmus had a hard time. Tyndall and Wycliffe were murdered by the Vatican. The Vatican murdered, man, the Vatican murdered between 50 and 68 million people in a 600-year period. St. Bartholomew Massacre, 70 to 100,000 in 1 week. Jasanovic, concentration camp in Croatia, 827,000 people murdered. 750,000 Serb Orthodox Christians, 60,000 Jews, and 26,000 gypsies were murdered in one concentration camp by the Ustasha Roman Catholic troops. Murdered. They horrified the SS. Did you know that Prince Philip, husband of Queen Elizabeth II, was second cousins? Did you know that his three sisters married three Nazis? Did you know that after World War II, we didn't win World War II, we brought 10,000 Nazis over to America to set up the rocket program, set up the CIA, and all kinds of other things going on. Hitler came over, too, in 1946 or something like that. Family, those history books are worthless pieces of trash. But they all lose because, once again, all the efforts of the fallen angels and their minions will fail. But here comes the other rub. When Martin Luther created, under the direction of the Vatican, when Martin Luther created Protestantism, yeah, you heard me right, that created the dialectic. So you had, they had a religion, they had a country or a landmass to go to, and once they get to religion, they had the courage to practice their own religion, Protestantism. Where? In this thing called America. And where did they all settle? Mostly in the South, didn't they? Some in the North. Why do you think they call it the Bible Belt? This is all pre-planned. So they got all those rejecting Roman Catholicism to move to one landmass. And we'll use them to fight the wars with. And they did, beginning under the false flag called Sinking of the Maine. Justified a standing army. World War I, World War II, and upcoming World War III between Islam and political Zionism, yet to happen, was all planned before 1873 by Albert Pike, a Freemason. It's all documented. Y'all getting a kick here? What really happened? Now, Nazis are over here, created CIA, 1940s. UN is created. You got the picture now? And the rocket program, 1950s, formed by Nazis to continue the working with the fallen angels. So, you got all the Protestants on the East Coast. All those, if you needed to have that Protestantism to have a Reformation period in order to justify Loyola to start the slaughter. You have a reason. It's called dialectic. It's always worked. It's what liberty was all about. That's what communism was all about. You have to have that counter. You got to have that reason. That's what they did. Now, being they're all focused in one landmass called the United States, now focusing the Bible Belt. A longer story shorter, There's a plan to make a waterway, maybe extending the fault line, a massive, massive flow of water to be opened up between the Great Lakes and the Gulf of Mexico, and a grand, giant tsunami take out the East Coast and the West Coast. That will drown a lot of people if that happens. That is in the planning process. They already have maps already designed for it to show you what's going to happen in making the United States into islands. You'll find that Nixon, 1972, had already divided the United States up into 10 regions, 5 states each, under Executive Order 11647. The following year, in 73, he kept it alive by 11731. And he was going to take martial law, like FDR was going to do, but he failed, to establish a dictatorship by Executive Order 11495. All those failed because God's in control. So now, if you got all those that follow Jesus Christ, loves God, living in the South, which has all been divided up to, you got Westboro Baptist Church. Oh, man. You gotta be kidding me. See, he's infiltrated the churches completely. That's why your religious leaders have turned away from God. Billy Graham said, 1990s, you don't have to know the name of Jesus, he says now. And it's not because he's old either. Old don't change the word. Schuller, 33rd degree Mason. Copeland, 33rd degree Mason. George Myers, 33rd degree Mason. We're like little gods in training? You've got to be kidding me. That's what they're talking about. We're like gods? No, we're not. Copeland, Hagee, Joyce Myers, you're wrong. And there's no blood moons in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. They can make it up all they want and hologram here and there and this, that, and the other if they want to. But God's going to put a stop to it in the first seal. And the second seal is World War III. Family, tribulation's coming. Now, it's taken me an hour and a half now to get to this point, and I've really not, I've showed you how this is long-term. This is one conspiracy that's been formulated all the way back to the flood till now. So, if they affect this waterway that's going to be miles and miles across, and they take out the East Coast like the maps, naval maps show, and the maps go back a long time ago, showing how the Florida is underwater, and there'd be nothing but islands left, divided up into regions that Nixon set up. Reagan followed up with it. Reagan, Carter, Oliver North, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, etc. They know this waterway is going to be extended by the fracking of the around the Mississippi area and the focus on the dams to take them down. Now you getting the idea? Softening the ground up. A tsunami on the East Coast, tsunami on the West Coast, open up the waterway. Satan, they think, will have the revenge of God killing their children in the flood by killing his children in the flood. Oops. Oh, I think I let the cat out of the bag. The ultimate revenge. And his protected, diverse population will be protected, but they won't be. In reality, if they put them on underground bases, those caverns you all read about, the underground and all that, that will become their grave. God will never let this happen. They will not win. There's a bigger picture going on that people even begin to realize. While they're playing around with the Bundy thing going on, it's all set up anyway, scripted out like a survival wilderness or Dancing with the Stars or some professional. It's all scripted out. It's just nonsense. The wars were scripted out, for goodness sakes alive. This is all confirmed. This is documented. People are not putting the dots together. Family, this is supernatural. No human being has dimensional capacity to plan this out. It is impossible. This is supernatural. Family, Jesus Christ is coming back soon. This is the bottom line. They keep saying that, don't they? Yeah, well, it's true. Soon, keeps Satan at his wit's end. God keeps changing the frequency vibration of this world. Therefore, they have to keep upgrading the electronics. Yeah, you see why? Because electronics fail to work, don't they? So they keep upgrading it. Why? Because God keeps changing the frequency level. They keep upgrading it. He changes the frequency level. It fails. I keep upgrading it. They can never rest. In their orb formation, their orb, that they're orbs, that's all they are. Satan's nothing but an orb of light. If they stop for a second of changing their frequency and stop, they go to the abyss. It takes a lot of energy, life force energy, to bring them out of it. Like a labyrinth. It's a little complicated. But that's how it works. Death, destruction they cause, opens up portals. That's what it's for, alchemy. This is the bigger picture of what's going on today. And this is actually documented. I'm not making any of this up at all. I've just connected the dots. Now, that's where all the wars have come from. That's one reason they want the United States, because the salt flats, salt has a lot to do with opening up portals and witchcraft and alchemy. They use salt to seal certain supernatural realms. This is all real stuff, but this is knowledge of good and evil. This is why God told Adam and Eve, do not eat of the tree. You say, well, wait a minute. If he didn't want them to, why did he put it there in the first place? I'll tell you why. Because to be able to exercise free will, you have to have a choice of something really, really you want and something you really, really you want. One you can have and one you can't have. Now, the first gospel, you can eat of this tree, but not this tree of good and evil. God already knew, but he had to give them that choice. If you don't give them that choice, you don't have free will. Why did he give us free will then? He didn't want you as robots like Satan wants you. Captive. Today he does it by technology. Blood oaths. Secret proceedings. JFK warned us already anyway. So did Martin Luther King. We've been warned since the days of Andrew Jackson. This is the bigger picture I'm trying to get across to people. Darn, this is frustrating. Oh, boy. So this is why they're trying to do the big land grab. It's the final stages of this whole thing I've been telling you about, United States. The land grab started in 1492. And been going on ever since. And now they're down to getting us to fight each other, white folk. Now, if I'm not mistaken, when I was watching this here Bundy fiasco thing going on, this, I gotta fight for freedom, and get all this other stuff they practiced out. Well, I saw nothing but white folk out there. If you want to get all racial about it. And these white folk ain't catching it, man. Y'all dividing up the white folk now. And what you white folk, what you doing? Now y'all white folk fighting each other. For what? And you got the white folk fighting the black folk. And you got the white folk and black folk fighting the Hispanic folk. You got the Chinese buying up Idaho, killing off the wolves and all the predatory animals so they can have their little play day. That's what that's all about. See, the Chinese have always been planned to take the northwest continent of the continent, northwest. The Mexican areas, the lower level that's be taken over to, of the United States, will go to them. And half to the Bible Belt, Louisiana. And from Louisiana, Florida, Alabama, all the way up to Maine, will be the UN. And Minnesota, Wisconsin, that area there, goes to Canada. have a whole lot of fishing in between. I don't mean to make light of it, but there you go. Oh, by the way, the 13 states goes to the UN, right? 13 colonies, 13 Illuminati families, 13 states. It might interest you to know that in when we lost the Revolutionary War in 1783, Paris Peace Treaty gave over to King George III by George, Prince of the United States of America Incorporated. He took over. We had to pay the debt back. We won the war, right? Why do we have to pay the debt back? Hello. So, by 1789, 6 years later, they established the first bankruptcy of the American colonies, which we still are, of 70-year bank cycle. What's a bankruptcy for a human being? 7 years. After that, you are off of it, whatever. Well, for a colony to continue functioning as government, it's 70 years a generation. That's standard. So 1789, they knew 70 years later it's going to end. That was 1859. Oh, yeah, Civil War coming to mind. So 1789, before we get a loan, stimulus plan, this is so scripted out, man. Before we get a loan to continue on, we have to have collateral. What's collateral in 1789? Washington, D.C. That's why this is part of Washington, Virginia. It's District of Columbia. It's separate. It's divided because it belongs to here. It belongs to international monetary loaners, the Vatican. And they made it a cult, too. That's why it's all a cult. And Nimrod's penis is identified as Washington Monument. And you got the streets laid out as some pentagram and all this other Dan Brown nonsense stuff. It's real. It's all scripted out for a big sacrifice coming, but family, it's all a cult in D.C. Look it up. It's all there. So 1789, what's collateral? Washington, D.C. Add 70 years, 1859. In the meantime, we're fighting to take over, you know, land grab in Mexico, and then they, 1812, they had to burn the ratification records because Andrew Jackson balanced the budget, the first president and last one ever to balance the budget to defeat the Illuminati was Andrew Jackson. Never again would that happen. Clinton didn't balance the budget. He's a liar. He's a Luciferian, too, as is Carter and FDR. Anyway, so Andrew Jackson really balanced the budget. He tried to do something good, even though he is a rascal against the Indians, bad. He did balance the budget. That's what the War of 1812 was all about. Put us back online, back under the 70-year debt. That's what that. Okay, so 1859, they had to have a war to establish another debt, a civil war. History books, the history books, they say it's states' rights, fight for slavery. They had to find excuses at the yin yang. The real reason was to have another 70-year bank cycle. That's the main reason. And control the people and release the blacks into the culture that they've been stolen from their own to come into this culture and now use them later. They planned the civil rights movement in 1860s. They had to subjugate the blacks for another 100 years. So they'll want to be free and want to do the civil rights movement, and that's what that was planned about. Whoo-hoo, man, I'll tell you what. So, we need collateral. Here's my point. Collateral in 1859, begin the 70-year bank cycle, collateral was the 13 states. Gave it to them. Like the Clintons, you know, turned over land to China when they started buying us out in the 1990s. Yeah, same kind of concept. Because 1999, oh, that would be, okay, the third bank cycle was 1929. It's called the Great Depression. Planned 1913. Y'all getting the point? What's collateral? 1929 bank loan. Every American citizen was pledged as collateral, slaves, white folk included, black folk included, anybody that's American, have a little footsies on a birth certificate, it doesn't matter. You're bonded for $1 million because FDR took us off the gold standard. One of the biggest traitors in our history ever was FDR. He planned a dictatorship in 1933, 34. Oh, I got the quotes, family. I got the quotes. Those of you that heard me read them a dozen times. Put us under a bank cycle, 1929, and every American citizen, your work is to, that's why you pay income tax, that's why you pay all this other extra stuff, is to pay back that loan. Yeah, accepted for value was a way to get the money. $1 million trust was put in your account under your bank, your birth certificate, held off in Switzerland. Yeah, $1 million. How about that? To pay off the debt. Because you have no money. And you haven't had since 1930s. Oh, man. Add 70 years. 1929, 1999. That was supposed to be the New World Order. World War III, New World Order, Middle East crisis, Y2K, we're into it. We weren't because it didn't work. It failed to happen. Wesley Clark failed, too, to start World War III in June 1999. Look it up and be surprised. That liar, Rhodes Scholar, tried to start World War III. He was directed to by the Illuminati, but they failed again. So in 1999, China started buying up property and giving away by the Clintons and all these others. And that's why they own a lot of the United States in 257 foreign trade zones are owned by the Chinese. At the same time, Russians are here. And yet at the same time, we pretend like for the regular people out there that don't know about this, that Russia's an enemy. And they all work together. They all work together. I got like 20. You can look it up yourselves. They got to tell you the truth before they do anything. You just got to be able to decipher it and bring it out and find it. You'll find 21 goals of the Illuminati and the Committee of the 300 by Dr. Joan Coleman. He's part of MI5, MI6. He's telling the truth, but he's directed to. He's a controlled opposition, but they got to tell you the truth before they do it. He tells you what they've done. And collecting land is one of the biggest ones. That's why they're killing off the wolves and the bears and the mountain lions, because those are predatory animals. The idea of a new Atlantis is so they have a little playground. Well, you can't do that and you get eaten up by a tiger, can you now? Excuse me. I get excited. That's why there's no reason to kill off the wolves. They say, well, it's because they kill that sheep. That's a lie. They kill them off because they don't want predatory animals running around. That's why they're messed. They would kill every one of them. That's what they're doing it for. Under the control of the Illuminati, long story short, all work together, CIA, FBI, NSA, KGB, Mossad, BND in Germany, DGSC in France, British Intelligence, MI5, MI6, and SIS, Communist Party, Interpol, Europol. Heck, one May, they have a Maypole. Anyway, drug cartels are controlled by the Illuminati. All the mafia and organized crime of subversives that work for Illuminati, FEMA, Secret Services of Pakistan, and then some, work all together in harmony until one of them gets out of whack and they just kill them. This is the reality of what's going on today. So this Fed sees Families Ranch and all that. Bundys are a part of it. Bundys are Illuminati family. They buy out the surrounding ranchers. They're gone. Bundy's hold back. Now they need a dialectic. They need a point to justify martial law, to justify this patriotic fervor. So we'll fight once again just like we lost in World War II. Revolutionary War, excuse me. We never won that war. We lost it. History books are wrong. Now, the problem is, the Illuminati is telling you the same thing that I'm telling you. So you'll not feel so sovereign and patriotic. So there are ones with what's going on in the over in the Bundys. They're bringing in the patriotism to find out who's going to still be patriot. The others are saying, I don't like my country anymore because it's done this and done that. That's what they want. The others, they got set up for them to identify them and take them out. They want to reduce sovereignty. Why? So you'll accept the New World Order in a diverse coming together again. They got all the bases covered except one. And that one is going to step on their head from the heel of Jesus. And there's not a darn thing they can do. Individually, if they want to save their soul, is accepting Jesus as their Savior. But they got to pay the price, though. But death is but an entrance way into heaven when you're saved by the blood of Jesus. Otherwise, you're going to hell. All the good deeds you've ever done count for nothing. Family, it's important what I'm telling you. The suicides. The call is, there are more of us than them. You better count your roles there, militia. You've got, listen, doggone it. You've got 22 to 26 suicides per day. 8,000 veterans are killing themselves every doggone year. Now, when are y'all vets going to wake up, y'all leaders? Rockoff, whatever, up in doing something for the vets and up in the D.C. is nothing but a CFR member. He's an enemy. Because he's going to slow you down and say, we're doing something for you. we're doing something. Yeah, okay. Nose spray. Anti-suicide nose spray. I'll tell you where to stick that nose spray, Joint Chief of Staff. Let's try it on your nose and see how you feel about that. How about you trying it out, Joint Chief of Staff? You're briefing Council of Foreign Relations. That's the enemy. That's the Illuminati that you're briefing. Boy, I tell you, I'm a former U.S. Marine. And I know the truth. And boy, it ticks me off, those cowards, Joint Chief of Staff. What's wrong with you? You knew by lifting the ban of women going to combat, you knew it's going to divide the services. And it did. And it is. You knew it. And when that Luciferian, Billy Bob Clinton, started bringing in homosexuals in. Now, they can be homosexual if they want to, whatever. But when I was a recruiting officer, you asked if you're a homosexual. If you are, well, you can come in. It's that simple. Say, don't ask, don't tell. That was part of weakening the services. Well, I know some homosexuals can fight like a man. That's not even part of it. In fact, it's worked perfectly about homosexual. You've had 15,000 sexual assaults in the military of men by men. That's a problem. And they know it, too. That's why they allowed it, because they are secret society members heading toward the New Atlantis. You understand now? Their brains got damaged by taking a blood oath, and their souls got infected by a demon. That's what's really going on. Holy Spirit told me to talk about a lot of things today, and that's what I'm talking about. And this is what's really happening in the big picture. Bringing women into combat. They had a ban for women in combat areas. It was planned in 1978. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. To bring women and assign them combat roles. But they had to put a ban on it for a period of time until it was ready. In June of last year, it was ready. Panetta lifted the ban in accordance with her report 20 years earlier. Women in the frontline combat units, you've got 12,000 in 2011, 12,000 sexual assaults, and you bring women to frontline units to fight beside men to men with women to women side by side? You got to be kidding me. And in fact, The physical standards create a problem this past 6 months. But here's the point. Joint Chief of Staff, they know that. Because they're part of facilitating the weakness of our services. These suicides, 22 to 26 per day, are being orchestrated and planned by technology, microchips, psychotropic drugs. Go on. My website, watchmenforjesus.com. Go on there. And you'll find a study I did on the suicide conspiracy, I call it. It's being orchestrated to reduce the numbers that may reject the North American Union and those that will not fight with the UN or against the UN or whatever. That's why they killed Kyle, that sniper. They want him running around loose. By using another Marine that was microchipped. That's why the two Marines, one Marine shot another one on duty in Camp Lejeune just last week to test it out to see if it worked. That's why they killed those SEALs that allegedly killed Osama. Osama was killed in 2001. They knew it wasn't Osama. That's why they killed Pat Tillman. He's coming back to go against the war in Iraq, and Bush couldn't have that happen. So they murdered Pat Tillman. Family, there's a big thing going on that people don't realize. We're coming to the end of the program. Whoa, 2 hours gone. I'm not even done yet. Oh, well. Okay. Let y'all know that we are being played out at up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, John Kirkler. And he plays at highpointradio.net. So he's got sponsors up there. He plays our broadcast, our Bible studies. Oh, and let y'all know, tonight, Revelation Radio, I'll be on at 9 o'clock and not 8. We'll see how this works, 9 to 11 tonight. RevelationRadioNetwork.com. And I'm also playing it on this, I'll have it simulcast on my station here. On WatchmenForJesus.com, I also have it played there as a what's called simulcast. So you can listen to it wherever you want to. RevelationRadioNetwork.com, or right where you are now at 9 o'clock tonight to 11 tonight for Revelation Radio Network. They allow me to do it just on Monday nights. Spiritual warfare and the reality of the Bible, Tuesday to Friday, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. I do. Tuesday through Friday. Website, watchmenforjesus.com, and visit my Facebook, all this stuff, Facebook and Watchmen for Jesus. Family, we're getting down to the end of the program here, and I'll let you know, I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about today, but I guess it happened. It's to give you all the bigger picture of what's going on. Quote, National Geographic concludes that Americans will look like in 2050, and it's beautiful. Now, I don't care either way, personally. I don't care. I just know that I seek Jesus Christ. But what you see is they've accomplished exactly what they set out to do back in the days of Nimrod. And then all the way up to 1700s, 1492. It has been accomplished. And you're going to have many more blood sacrifices, fires, such and such until the 19th of April and 21st of April. There's more coming. Seek Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and life. Only through him will you find salvation. Only through the King James Bible will you find the truth. There is no other. And that's with hardcore evidence. Y'all have a great night tonight. And know that through Jesus you win. Tomorrow I'm going to talk a little bit more about the news in detail and how it fits in today. Today I just gave you the overview. And tomorrow We'll start talking about the news and the Bundy thing and the other stuff that's going on, Rand Paul and all this sort of thing. All that plays into this. The prize is the North American continent. And revenge against God. This is the bigger picture of what's going on. All this other is just frivolous stuff that's hanging in that's keeping you all busy. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it. Get ready. Man, get ready. Y'all have a great night. Oh, by the way, Ohio just recently ordered to recognize same-sex marriages. See, little by little, man, they're picking it up. To turn everything in reverse. And I'm going to talk about this all this week. All week long. Give the truth of what's going on. Oh, man, I tell you. They just don't quit, do they? They will when the tribulations begin, though. I guarantee you that. Y'all have a good night. God bless. And this is The Watchman. Signing off. Then I fell down on my knees and I just God bless. Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, the love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace. Good night. God bless. Signing off. And the program will begin its 24-hour loop as soon as I shut down. Signing off.